This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Subhanallah, our month has come to its close, and we have one final episode in our series, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt, brothers and sisters in Islam, this episode has to be focused not on the ending of Ramadan, but the fact that every ending provides for us a new beginning. And that is what Ramadan is about. It's about new beginnings. It comes, it transforms us, and then it sets us on our path and way. Brothers and sisters in Islam, for today's moment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want you to take moments before Ramadan comes to an end and sit down and analyze how you felt at the end of last Ramadan or the Ramadans before that. And what you did, there were resolutions that you probably made a mental note of, you probably jotted down, you probably spoke to your family and friends about, things that you were going to put into effect after Ramadan, after being inspired by Ramadan. And then think about what happened thereafter. When, you know, the next Ramadan came, like this Ramadan came, your resolutions from last Ramadan, what's the gap between you and those resolutions? Did you execute them effectively? Or did you sort of just burn out or procrastinate, not get on to doing what you were supposed to do? And then this Ramadan arrived and now you're feeling the same and you're making mental note with new resolutions and so on and so forth. So have a moment with Allah in which you sit down and contemplate, you know, why didn't I grow from my last Ramadan? What is the reason for that? What can I do to ensure that that reason doesn't consume me again, so that I'm not prevented from growing as I feel I'd like to grow right now at this moment in the, you know, remaining moments of Ramadan, whilst I feel so inspired, so motivated? What will prevent me from greeting Ramadan next year if Allah gives me life? What would prevent me from achieving what I want to achieve in this moment right now? It's important we do that, brothers and sisters in Islam, because as a wise man said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing expecting different results. If you do the same thing after this Ramadan as you did after the last Ramadan, then trust me, if Allah gives us life to the next Ramadan, nothing will change. You'll be, you know, looking back at the year and thinking, subhanAllah, there's so many things I wanted to achieve since last Ramadan and I didn't end up achieving it. So think about this, brothers and sisters. In Islam, use the remaining moments in our month to have moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. Moments that really show our sincere desire to achieve. It's not an infatuation that we have with the moment that we're in, but we sincerely love Ramadan and love what Ramadan has done for us, because love is substantial. Love is substantial. Infatuation isn't substantial. It comes and goes very quick. Love is a true emotion. If you really love Ramadan and love what Ramadan has done for you, then you'll be ready to work moving forward. But sometimes we get brought down by a poor process, not understanding ourselves better, burnout sometimes, right? So this is why I'm saying, have these moments with Allah and figure out what worked, what didn't work, the things that didn't work, why didn't they work, what can I do to ensure that I'm not in the same situation moving forward. It's been a pleasure being with you all. I'm speaking to you again from yet another airport, Manchester Airport, albeit this time as I head to my parents to spend Eid with them. May Allah preserve our parents in His obedience and preserve us all in His obedience. May Allah accept our Ramadan, accept our fasting, accept our recitation of the Quran, accept our du'as, accept our adhkar, accept our seeking of knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write us from those who were forgiven during this month and freed from the hellfire, and those who were written to be from amongst the righteous, and those who were freed from the fire, and those who were granted paradise, the greatest paradise. Ameen. May Allah write us from the successful, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us many, many more Ramadans whilst we are in good health and a good state of faith. And I leave you with these du'as, and inshallah, this is not a full stop, it's just a comma. Inshallah, we will continue our adult and youth development sessions after Ramadan, albeit in a different series, irrespective of the series, right? Whenever we learn from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those lessons provide us moments with Allah. I apologize for some unpleasant sounds you might hear around me. It's beyond my control. As I said, I was speaking to you from the airport just before catching the flight. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Please remember me, my parents, my family, and my teachers and my colleagues in the da'wah, and those who are sick and those who have passed away, and all our loved ones in your du'as as well. Take care, everyone. Hada wallahu alam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.